Hello, my name is Yulia and I'm from Odessa, Ukraine. What I find fascinating but also challenging about living in Kerry is that everything here is about human connection. It reminds me of home. We have a saying, Odessa is a big village because everyone knows everyone. Kerry is the same. Even if no one knows you, they are still kind to you. When I walk down the street and I get a hello and a smile, at first I was confused. Do I or should I know this person? But now I know that human connection is what really matters here in the kingdom. And that hello or that smile gives me an enormous feeling of support I am very grateful for.
Many Voices, One Kingdom is brought to you by Radio Kerry and funded by Comisión Amán with the television license fee.
I'm Maria, I'm 14.
Hello, I'm Daniel Sorosov and I'm a student of CBS Green.
Hi, my name is Stepan. I came to Ireland in March of 2022 because I was fleeing from war in my home country, Ukraine.
Miles, the distance from Kerry to Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. A distance most of us never imagined we'd have to face. But on February 24th, 2022, everything changed.
At about 6 o'clock, my phone rang, and it was a friend of mine, and she was crying, and she said, are you alive? And I was confused because, first of all, it's 6 o'clock. Second of all, it's just a regular Thursday, so, you know, there's no reason to ask me whether I was alive or not. And then my father barged into the bedroom and I asked him what's happening, and he just said the war had started. And then we kind of like brainstormed for a while and we decided to make a column with other friends and families, a column of 5 cars, and decided to head west because at the time the risk of Kyiv falling was very high. And me and my mom and my sister stayed in Ivano-Frankivsk in the western part of Ukraine for about a month. And after a while, we decided that it was time to go somewhere because we were uncertain of the food supplies and energy supplies and overall the whole situation, how long and in which favor it will last. So we settled on Ireland. We translated some legal documents and we booked a flight from Rzeszów, which is a Polish town, to Dublin.
Meanwhile, in the city of Chernihiv, the war stopped everything for Raisa and her 2 sons, Daniil and little Alexander.
Our city is near the Russian border, so we heard the aircrafts, it was bombing. We were just shocked and were just waiting because everything stopped from that moment.
I remember that my mom and dad didn't give me possibility to go somewhere and then sit near them and look for my brother.
We stayed in the city maybe for a month and there was no electricity, there was no gas, no heating, and it was much, so it was very cold. We were staying in the hall because it was the only place without windows. We was the last car which left the city because they ruined the bridges. Our city is surrounded by the river, so it's impossible to escape from it. We went to the western regions. We stayed in Lutsk for 2 weeks and we were sure that we are going to stay there for a long period of time, but we rent an apartment near the airport. It was our mistake and they bombed the airport. So that night when I heard bombing, I bought tickets to Ireland because my younger son, he was afraid and he was asking me questions like, am I going to die if something happened? As a mom, I was terrified with such questions, so we just random bought tickets and came to Ireland. And still, when we came to Ireland, our city was under occupation, so we have no choice.
Back in Kyiv, a Ukrainian girl, Maria, stayed in the city for a few months after the war started, adapting to the new reality.
Sometimes when we like hear the air raid and see the rockets, it's scary. And I remember how I feel sick from that. Like, I can't do something. I just lay in my bed and don't want to eat and sleep. Like, I just was nervous for every movement. My mom was working in the medical center and she just take me with her to go to her work because they had like a basement. And I came there, it was my first day there, and the rocket destroyed the hospital. And I see that a lot of workers take the sick people down to the basement, and I go to the basement too, but I didn't see my mom there. And then after, I think it 2 minutes where she just go to me and like say, "Are you okay?" And, okay. I remember that moment when my brother came to me and say that, "You're going to Ireland now." I feel that I don't want to just leave my house, leave my friends, my family, but I understand that I need to be in safe. My mom need to be in safe, my sister. And I remember that I didn't cry. I support my mom, my dad. I just see that they crying, don't want to leave. I'm just saying, like, everything will be fine.
I started Irish school about 4 days after I've arrived in Killarney. It's actually lightning fast, in my opinion. And that's all thanks to our hotel manager, who knew Mr. Coffey, the principal of St. Brendan's College of Killarney. And yeah, I started school next Monday, so it was in an instant, you know.
And we had a few hundred children within a few weeks in Kerry schools. Hi, my name is Marianne Marshall. I'm the RAILT coordinator with Kerry Education Training Board. I didn't know anything about school capacity, school buses, school routes. So I think it was just thrown in at the deep end. When you see how many people there were, how many children there are, it was very emotional. Some of them had bits of English, some of them didn't. They looked very stressed.
I was stressed a lot of because like when you come to the new school, it's another country, another language. You just feel that you're not part of the family. The language was really trouble.
The biggest issue was how would they manage in school, you know, with no English. But the children quickly manage and they're very adaptable. The first day, one of the schools in Dingle, which, if you're aware, is a Gaeltacht area, and this little girl started school and we could hear her saying, "Hey, Nado, a tree, a car, a cougashay." And you just start smiling, you know, and we're just saying, "Oh, she's learned that in school." And I remember saying to the person that was with me, "Yes, and that's her first day."
In primary school, I had a Ukrainian English teacher. She really helped me because she was just understanding that we can't do really everything faster.
The big caveat to everything I will say is that all of them speak better English than I speak Ukrainian. So everything that they can say is very impressive.
My name is Cara Kennedy. I am a teacher at CBS The Green. Last year, I taught mainly EAL, which is English as an additional language, and I also teach English and maths. There are some of them that really do speak very little English, and that school is very challenging for them to understand. And then we have students who speak very good English, and then we have everywhere in between as well, and often all in the one classroom, which makes it quite difficult. That in some ways it would nearly be easier if it was just students who were quite advanced in one class and just students who are beginners in one class, but actually they are all mixed together. So that has been one big challenge.
We want children to develop at the same time, you know, in their age cohort. The government has offered special education needs supports. They've offered English as additional language for the schools so that the children are encouraged to stay in the same area. They learn the same things. They play with children the same age.
For some of them, I think that they found it very difficult to be struggling at school so much and to not understand what was going on. And so something that was very positive that I saw was I think some of them really benefited from a bit of positive momentum and seeing like, oh, this one teacher believes in me, I can keep going, and oh, this other teacher really believes in me now. And I think that there's some of them that believe in themselves a lot more over the course of this year, which was very nice to see. And they're rock stars, they're doing great. Still not 100% perfect or anything, but doing much better than they were.
That Christmas spirit is definitely in there. But I also liked what Imar said in the interview, that it is a very light tone with singing and dancing, but it is to remind people about Ukraine, because we don't see it that much on the news, but it is very much ongoing. And I just wanted to, probably it's not a very Christmassy topic that you you probably don't want to hear on radio at this time of the year. But the war in Ukraine is still going on. It's been over 1,000 days now. And Russia is advancing. Unfortunately, if you open the maps there, you can go online for Deep State, I think that's the name, and you can check yourself. And this is every day they're capturing more and more territories. And since February 24th, 2022, they have occupied the territory equal to the territory of Ireland. And it's only after the full-scale invasion started. So before they had part of Ukrainian territory already, Crimea and parts of eastern areas. So now they've captured more. And they're targeting civilians, which you know. They've targeted Friday morning, there was an attack on Kyiv. And there are everyday attacks on the cities that are closer to the front line. And there are blackouts every winter, which is when you don't have power supply, you don't have internet connection, you don't have sometimes water and heating in the middle of winter, which is not nice.
Not easy, yeah.
I just want people to remember about Ukrainians. We really appreciate the support we get here. The Ukrainians that are here, everyone you talk to, they would say how much they appreciate it. But please remember about Ukrainians in Ukraine. There are about 30 million people living in Ukraine. And
including your own family.
Yeah. And just try to support. Just at least don't close your eyes and speak about it.
This is my mountain. You shall not pass.
Is that a giant?
Oh no, we'll never get to the treasure in time, and we will never find the last crystal.
Do you really think three little children can reach the top of my mountain?
What kind of giant are you, picking on kids?
What are you saying, Cian? Don't speak to him like that. You're making him angry.
Hey, you in the funny hat. Why are you picking a fight with children? We aren't afraid of you.
Wait a minute, did he shrink?
I think so.
You know what, Mr. Giant? I'm really sorry you're on your own here. I know how sad that can be, but you're not going to make any friends if you keep attacking people like that.
He definitely became smaller this time. Come on, Saoirse, look, he's not that scary after all.
Maybe you're right. This giant is so big and scary, but my friends aren't afraid of him at all. Maybe together we'll be able to get past him. You roar at me? Well, I can roar back at you. Arr!
Well done, Saoirse.
I'm not scared of you. You won't stop us.
You've beaten him, Saoirse. Look, he's now smaller than you.
I didn't think anyone could ever stand up to me like that before.
As the once ferocious giant shrunk to the size of a mouse, he scurried away from the children. His little cap fell from his head, and Saoirse spotted a sparkle.
I can't believe it! The final crystal!
Hi, I'm Julia from Ukraine, and I live in Kerry now. I come from the beautiful city of Odessa on the coast of the Black Sea, so I've always been in love with the water. Mountains, on the other hand, never fascinated me that much until I came to Ireland. Traveling around the kingdom, taking in the views of the Kerry Cliffs, Killarney National Park, and the Dingle Peninsula, reminds me of my childhood trips to Crimea, a place where, just like in Kerry, solid meets liquid, mountains meet the sea. Seeing these two very different elements coexist in harmony makes me hope that if this kind of peace is possible in nature, maybe one day people will find it too. That is something I learned to believe in only in Kerry.
Wanted to mention this is, of course, the Bank Holiday Weekend. Kerry Today will not be going out on Monday morning, but a very special documentary will be going out about tidy towns, Make Kerry Clean Again. It's a documentary by Julia Riabova and explores how volunteers in Kerry work together to make the kingdom a better and cleaner place every year. The volunteers excel in the All-Ireland Tidy Towns competition, highlighting the results of their hard work and dedication. Here's an extract from the documentary that'll be broadcast on Bank Holiday Monday morning just after the 10 o'clock news.
A lot of people are trying to leave it, oh, the council look after it, the tidy towns look after it. No, we're not there to pick up the pieces. Our remit is bigger than picking litter. We're trying to make the town resilient, like put it in a walkway, have it, trying to plant trees, have a bit of shelter in the wind, or if we do get to dry weather, that there's a bit of shade. If you're a woman with a child and a buggy or a pram, you can park in the shade for a few minutes and just get out of the sunshine. It's just small things we're trying to do, but change takes time.
Maybe one has to be nearly as old as me to realise the transformation that has taken place, that the plastic bags are gone. But there are still problems, of course. Number one, the cigarette butts. Number two, the chewing gum. And there was a poem written a long time ago called Mr. Nobody, because Mr. Nobody or Miss Nobody, they are the people who do all the dumping. Nobody ever does. But it does happen, unfortunately. And sometimes people dump with such disregard. Recently I heard of a mattress being dumped at the top of the road not too far from me. Even though that weekend, that actual weekend, there was a free mattress collection in this county.
I was always taught that clean doesn't mean picking up litter. It means not littering in the first place. Unfortunately, some people just don't get it. Every now and then, as I walk, I spot coffee cups, takeaway bags, and who knows what else scattered around. And for tidy towns, the challenges can be even worse.
There was just one upsetting incident, I suppose, last year where we had a case of dumping where it was horrific down at Ballycasan, which is, you know, the back estuary there on going towards Cremorne. There was literally the contents of a whole building dumped down there, which was very upsetting for us. And when you ask about, you know, people are very conscious of what they have to do. There is that motivation now to get some refund on certain things that you can put in another bin. But, you know, there's always one person who just doesn't care. And you could be standing beside them and they're throwing the litter on the ground, you know, or you're sweeping up literally on by their feet. Yeah, I think that just comes from, you know, education, really, I suppose, and pride of place. Some people just don't have any pride in their place. Most people do.
You made such a big path and you did such a good job settling in Ireland and everything. All this journey that you made, what it taught you, what was the main lesson, what was the main conclusion that you made?
For me, it was a big discovery how people that you don't know, they're totally from different country, from different part of the world, they can be open and supportive towards people. Of course, also they don't know. And I love it about Ireland as well, and mainly Irish people.
Now I'm proud of me, because I did it. If you want something in your life, if you want to change something in your life, you should do this and you shouldn't afraid of people, what people say about you and what people thinking about you. Just don't afraid and do this.
There is always hope. Even in some very frustrating and dark situations. And it depends on us what we choose to focus and to work with what we have or to sit and do nothing.
The main lesson that we have to appreciate what we have. I'd like to cry. It's true. Because first a lesson for me, it was 2018. I lost my sister and I thought it's awful day in my life, awful time period. But in 2022, I understood the same. This lesson that we have to appreciate what we have and live our life and be strong. We have to be strong. It helps us. And always smile.